Our final set of stories this week has two themes, scams and sport. There seems to be a rise in the number of scams being reported. We have warnings this week about a police scam, fake Jarrell's accounts, and energy bill scams. The Norfolk Cricket Board is offering free taster sessions for those who want to play cricket without the risks of lightning bowling and frenzied running between the wickets. Walking cricket. Meanwhile, Norwich City are definitely not walking. On Tuesday, they managed to take their unbeaten run to 9 games with an away draw against Reading following their away win against Blackpool the previous Saturday. Ian Clark writes a Canaries fan's view from the stands and offered some interesting comments on his wife and the Canaries manager this week. But Marianne will start us off with the first of the scam warnings.
Scammers have been calling unsuspecting people and claiming to be police officers following a string of incidents across Norfolk and Suffolk. The incidents have happened throughout the past week where victims have received a phone call from a man claiming to be a detective. In the fraudulent calls, the scammers request victims to withdraw money to help with an investigation. Courier fraud happens when a fraudster contacts the victim by phone and claims to be a police officer, bank, or from a government department, among other agencies. People have been reminded that banks and the police will never ask someone to withdraw money or buy items. If anyone has received a similar type of telephone call or has any information about these incidents, they have been urged to contact Norfolk Constabulary on 101 and, quote, Operation Radium. Alternatively, people can contact Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800-555-111.
Scammers have been creating fake Instagram accounts pretending to be Jarrells in an attempt to con those who've entered the department store's competitions. This scam sees potential competition entrants messaged on the social media app by a bogus account saying they've won, with a link which then attempts to steal their personal information. Jarrell says the messages are definitely not from the company, adding that the scam happens almost every time the Norwich department store runs a competition, with a spokeswoman saying the fake accounts have become really tedious. She said, "If you're on social media, a lot of it's really common. Every time we run a competition, this happens. We've even had to put a note on our competitions telling people to be aware of the scam accounts and not to give their personal details away. It always happens. It's really tedious, but there's not a lot we can do." A message posted on its latest competition to win an Almond Artisan 175 stand mixer says the winner will be contacted by the @JarrellNorwich account, telling entrants not to click any links sent by other accounts.
Again, scammers have been telling struggling families they can get £400 discount off their energy bills. Trading Standards has received reports from those who have been targeted saying that they have received texts purporting to be from the government and energy regulator Ofcom. The messages tell victims to click a link in order to apply for the discount, which once clicked, attempts to steal personal information. Norfolk Trading Standard says these criminals are experts at creating spoof messages that then link to fake websites using official logos and branding of trusted organizations to trick their targets into taking urgent action without closer inspection. Those who are eligible for the real discount have been reminded the government support payments will be automatically applied to energy accounts and do not need to be applied for. Those who have fallen for a scam message should contact their bank immediately.
Well, now to sport. And the game of cricket can be associated with lightning-quick bowling and batters dashing between the wickets. But new sessions being launched in the city are designed to make the sport accessible to more players in a relaxed environment. The Norfolk Cricket Board is running 6 weeks of free taster sessions for walking cricket from Wednesday, November the 2nd. Now, walking cricket is played indoors with a softer ball with no running involved for fielders, batters or bowlers. underarm bowling is allowed, and the aim is to have 12 to 16 people attend each week to play a game of pairs-based cricket. The taster adult sessions for both males and females will be taking place at the Bob Carter Leisure Centre in Drayton with no age limit. Andy Bucock, club and community officer at the Norfolk Cricket Board, will be running the sessions. Walking cricket was developed as a new concept in 2019, and it's been deemed a success for developing new relationships and maintaining good mental health among those who may not be playing traditional cricket. So the first walking cricket session at the Bob Carter Leisure Centre, run by the Norfolk Cricket Board, will take place from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, November the 2nd. Coffee and a chat will be encouraged after the sessions.
Norwich City cut the gap to the top of the championship table after a 1-1 draw at Reading on Tuesday, the 4th of October. Skipper Grant Hanley's 50th-minute finish was cancelled out by Jeff Hendricks' goal for the Royals. The host had the first chance of the evening, the dangerous junior Hoylett picking out Andy Carroll at the back post, forcing Tim Krull into a fine save. Hoylett was a thorn in Norwich's side, and his crosses fizzed across Krull's box twice more before City fashioned a meaningful attack of their own when Kenny McLean's centre was diverted onto the Reading bar. An attempted clearance from Tom McIntyre that looped onto the top of the crossbar was the closest Norwich came to breaking the deadlock before the break. The game burst into life in the second half with Hanley's conversion from Marcelino Nunez's corner, cancelled out by Hendricks' well-struck half-volley. City are now level on points at the top of the championship after leaders Sheffield United lost 1-0 at home to QPR.
And finally, here's a Canaries fan's view, written by Ian Clark. While we went on an anniversary walk on Monday, I asked Mrs. C for her thoughts on all things Norwich City. It's no secret that she hardly bleeds yellow and green, although I sometimes think she knows more about the Canaries than she lets on. We worked out that in all our time together, she has been to about 6 matches at Carrow Road. So what have been her highlights of the games she's been to? Well, seeing Lineker and Gazza came the answer. Fair enough, I suppose. And what about her favourite all-time Norwich player? Paul McVeigh was the quick response. Was it to do with the memorable goals he scored or the parts he played in memorable games? No, it's because he's short like me, she said. Regular fans of this column will know that I love a stat. So, one which has caught my eye this week is that despite only having been in charge at Carrow Road for little over 10 months, Dean Smith is now the 7th longest serving manager in the championship.